In 2010, Alaska's Board of Game eliminated a buffer along the northeastern boundary of Denali National Park and Preserve. The buffer was set up to protect park wolves that wandered across the boundary into state land, where hunting and trapping is legal. Before 2010, National Park Service data show that 45% of visitors who traveled to the Eielson Visitor Center in Denali successfully caught sight of a wolf. But this year, Park Service wildlife biologist Bridget Borg says wolf sightings have declined.
The probability of a westbound trip to Eielson or further seeing a wolf in 2012 was estimated at 12%.
Kirk Hessel is the president of Alaska Wildland Adventures. His company leads small group nature tours throughout the state. He says wildlife viewing is a major draw for his clients.
For the most part, people are, you know, have a wide variety of interests and they don't really have any targeted species. However, there are some that have very specific, you know, animals they want to see. And then our job is to, in the sales end of things, is be realistic with them as what their chances of seeing those wildlife are.
Wolves are notoriously elusive. Park Service employees survey for wildlife throughout the year. But for guides like Kirk Hessel, who don't spend entire seasons in the park, sightings are more rare. Hessel says he's been on the park road hundreds of times in 3 decades, and he can count the number of times he's seen wolves on both hands.
It's hard to know whether that's as a result of getting lucky or whether it's a result of less wolves in the park.
One wolf pack in the park had a reputation for its visibility, but this past spring, the Park Service announced that the Grant Creek pack has dispersed. The announcement drastically changed Diane Bentivania's summer travel plans.
This was our maiden voyage, so to speak.
Bentivania is the education director at the National Wolf Watcher Coalition, a nonprofit wolf advocacy group based in New York State. She was working with Kirk Hessel and Alaska Wildland Adventures to plan a guided wolf watching trip in Denali for up to 20 people next summer.
This would have been a regular experience of ours, probably 2 to 3 times a year from here on in. However, the outlook is so bleak at this point. To be quite honest with you, we're planning a very similar trip with another state.
Wildlife advocates argue that a decline in Denali's wolf population could have a serious impact on ecotourism and Alaska's economy. According to a report from the Anchorage and Juneau-based McDowell Group, wildlife viewing was the second most popular activity for tourists visiting Alaska in 2011. The report also indicates that spotting wild animals was the number one activity for visitors to interior Alaska. Those who traveled to Denali were more likely to look for wildlife. If Bentivania had followed through with her plans, she says a group of at least 20 visitors could have brought up to $170,000 to the state.
We'd be paying for food, lodging, transportation, guide fees, public land use fees, equipment rentals, and related kinds of things like binoculars and cameras and special lenses and field guides, maps and backpacking equipment. It is a trip that requires substantial financial investment.
Groups including the Alaska Wildlife Alliance pointed to the economic benefits of wolf watching when they petitioned the Alaska Board of Game 3 times this summer to reestablish the buffer zone along the park boundary. Conservation biologist Rick Steiner authored the petitions.
And there's 400,000 people that visit Denali each year, and most of them want to see wolves. Financial estimates are that Denali tourism contributes over $140 million a year to Alaska's economy. And so by protecting just the 20 or 30 wolves in eastern Denali, by giving a little bit of a buffer on the eastern edge of the park, the state would be enhancing that economic activity.
The board denied all 3 petitions as well as an emergency order request. Acting Board of Game Chairman Ted Spraker says there's no scientific evidence that points to a serious decline in the wolf population. He says the board considers economic benefits in their decision-making process.
We understand those, you know, those facts about the cost of a wolf and, you know, what it provides to a trapper, what it provides to a lot of people that look at it.
Guide Kirk Hessel says he can't put a dollar value on a wolf sighting, But as the disagreement between wildlife advocates, the state, and the National Park Service becomes increasingly more complicated, he says it's more likely his business could get caught in the crossfire.
There are some groups that are, you know, very passionate about protecting wolves, and in the end, their actions may reduce the amount of people who are willing to come to Alaska. And if that's the case, they're only going to hurt the small businesses, because those are the ones of us who, you know, attract nature lovers, give nature lovers what they want to see. And, you know, if a great deal is made of this event, they're the kind of visitors that will probably say, well, I'll go somewhere else this year.
The same groups who petitioned the Board of Game this year have requested a second emergency order from Fish and Game Commissioner Cora Campbell. They say they may approach the state legislature next spring. They've also made mention of working with the Federal Department of the Interior to address wolf protection in and around Denali. For KUAC News, I'm Emily Schwing.